Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yes. My name is Oscar Insua, I-N-S-U-A. I bought last month, I bought from your business internet, some kind of something that you plug and you have internet. And I pay 70, 70.45 for that. But when the bill came an amount of 67.32, and I called you last month, and you explained me that this is a service that when you connect the but I never connect this. I don't use that. I only buy because I like to know what is that, how it works and that. And I talked with you, and they explained to me that it's a service that they charge. And they give me a code, KC021, and they say that they don't charge because I explained that I am not using, I don't need the service. I have Verizon all my life. And then this month, in the new statement of Discover, that was the card in which I charged the amount, it came back with a 56.95 from you again, and I don't understand why.
Okay, what is your first and last name?
My first name is Oscar, and my last name is Insua, I-N-S-U-A.
Verify your address for me, please.
59 Taylor Drive in Franklin Park, New Jersey, 08823.
Okay, I'll see you on March the 3rd when you got the Wi-Fi booster. Shipping and handling 745. I also see on April the 7th you spoke with on April the 12th, you spoke with a representative. You called in about the charges they provided you with. It looks like they told you about the voucher number, provided you with a cancellation number, and they canceled the account. So, sir, what are you calling about today? The account is canceled.
But they charged me the $56.95.
Okay, that was for the membership. It was in the terms and conditions. You called in on the 12th. I'm sorry, you called in on the 12th. But that amount was taken out on the 7th. You called in to cancel this account, and that representative did cancel this account on the 12th.
But this was the last month. In the last month, I bought and I paid $7.45, and came another charge from you from $67.32.
So we bill you on March the 7th for $67.32. That amount of the membership went down to $56.95, and that was on April the 7th. It was a recurring charge, a monthly charge, until you call in to cancel. You called in to cancel on April the 12th.
But you know what happened, but in the new statement for this month came again $56.95.
$56.95 was for April, sir. It was a reoccurring charge until you call in to cancel. You called in on the 12th. We bill you on the 7th.
What means that? When they go to cancel?
I'm sorry, what was that?
When they go to charge? Because I don't need that. I don't.
Okay. Well, we're not going to charge you anymore. Because you called in to cancel it. It's canceled now, sir.
But anyway, when I go to pay Discover today, and I have to pay this amount, $56.95. Because you are charging me back. You charge me 67.32 before the last month, and this month came again $56.95.
Okay, the $56.95 was for April charge. You was gonna get billed every month until. No, sir. That's what you was going to be billed every month until you cancel. Sir, you canceled on April the 12th. We're not gonna bill your card anymore because the account is canceled. We're not gonna bill you for May. We're not gonna bill you for June. We're not gonna bill you for July. You are canceled out, sir. You was canceled out on April the 12th.
But I lost the $56.95 and the $67.32. I lost that?
Yes, sir. You called in on the 12th. You spoke with a representative, sir. They advised you of those charges. You asked that representative to cancel the account. That representative canceled the account for you.
But you don't use. What do you charge me if I didn't use? I can send today the little thing that I bought, and it's not even open because I never used.
So that wasn't for the Wi-Fi booster. That was for the membership.
But which kind of membership? I never made this membership.
Okay, well, we sent the voucher to your email.
I don't understand why you had to pay this that you never use.
Sir, everything that I'm stating to you now, the representative stated to you on April the 12th. There's nothing that I'm telling you now that the representative didn't already advise to you. You was already told the same protocol that I'm giving you. You was already told this on April the 12th.
And it looks like it's my mistake. And I had to pay $56.95 for my mistake.
Okay. Well, the account is canceled, sir. You want to cure any future charges?
Believe me, you're going to lose more money probably with this than making a credit in this amount because, you know, I go to have a lot of friends, a lot of people relate, you know, I would say, don't never buy this small thing because it costs you too much money, you know?
Yes, sir.
It's okay, no problem. I lost this time. Don't worry.
Okay.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.